Oh, that my people would listen to me. What father has not said that about his children? Oh, that my children would just listen to me. This is God, our Heavenly Father, saying it. This psalm, Psalm 81, points back to a time when God delivered his people from bondage in Egypt. It speaks of the time spent in the wilderness and at Mount Sinai. It points forward to a time of greater deliverance when the Messiah, the Christ, will come to save his people from their bondage to sin, death, and the devil. Some of the saddest words ever known to us come when we entertain thoughts of someone or something that might have been. So it was with Israel. It could have been so different. All the suffering, which caused so much distress, was unnecessary. If only Israel would have obeyed the Lord, if only Israel had listened to their Heavenly Father, they could have stayed in their land, not going into exile, loaded down with blessings from the Lord. They could have waited for the coming of the Messiah in peace and joy, but they turned away from God, their Heavenly Father. So their history is full of war and blood and disaster. This psalm compares the joy of festival times with the grief that became Israel's due to their disobedience and idolatry. This psalm is based on Deuteronomy 5:29 and Deuteronomy 32:29. I will read those to you. Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments, that it might go well with them and with their descendants forever. Deuteronomy 32:29. If they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern their latter end. Oh, that my people would listen to me. This psalm was written to the choir master according to the Gittith of Asaph. This is not a psalm of David. The psalm was written for use in the temple. It is addressed to the choir master, who was from the family of Levi. As for Gittith, it is either a specific musical instrument or a specific melody used by the choir. We don't know for sure. And Asaph either refers to the particular man named Asaph, appointed by King David as the choir master, or to his family and descendants who followed him in musical service in the temple. The first three verses of Psalm 81. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. This psalm is designed to be sung and accompanied by instruments. It is to be sung by the nation of Israel, formerly known as Jacob. God renamed Jacob and gave him the name Israel. The name which came from him is often known as Jacob, but mostly known, or the nation which came from him is often known as Jacob, but mostly known as Israel. The whole nation is to sing to God, who backs them and gives them strength that far exceeds their size and population. The nation of Israel is liturgical. In addition to that, they live by a calendar that celebrates such things as new moons, particularly the new moon of the seventh month, the month when the Day of Atonement is celebrated by the whole nation. It is also the month when the Feast of Trumpets is celebrated. And it's also the month when the Feast of Booths, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, is celebrated. These celebrations remember the times when their ancestors wandered in the desert with their God leading them, finally to the promised land, singing, playing instruments like the tambourine and lyre and harp and trumpets. All of this was part of the celebration of Israel's relationship with the God of Jacob, who was and is the same God we worship, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Verses 4 through 7. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Statute and rule and decree in three successive lines are a means of repetition and emphasis. God made a statute for Israel. He made a rule for Jacob, that is for Israel. And he made a decree while Israel was living in Egypt and while they were escaping from Egypt, where they lived under a foreign language. All of these were for Israel, for Jacob's benefit, that God would deliver them from their bondage. Now the speaker in the psalm changes in these past few verses. In verses 4 and 5, the psalmist is speaking. In verse 6, God begins to speak. God has delivered his people from their burden, the burden of slavery that they suffered in Egypt, the burden of carrying heavy loads, of hiding their children even in baskets to keep them from being killed by Pharaoh. God heard the cry of his people in Egypt, and he answered from the secret place of thunder, heaven itself. God answered from heaven and delivered his people while testing them at places like Meribah, where he quenched their thirst by giving them water from a rock. Meribah means quarreling, as the people quarreled about God's ongoing provision for them. Note also that Moses gave Meribah a new name, Massah, which means testing. God tested the people at Meribah, and he would further test them as they would wander in the desert for 40 years as God prepared them for life in the promised land. Verses 8 through 10, God is still speaking, and he says, "Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." God still speaks to Israel in these verses. While he invites the nation to worship him, he also warns them against worshiping other gods. He warns them against disobedience. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. In this line, we hear the heart of a father, our heavenly Father. If you would but listen to me. Isn't that what our heavenly Father says to us all? If you would but listen to me. The main motive of Israel in obeying God's command to worship him was to love him for what he had done for them. Even so, God promised them continuous blessings. And he says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." Like a mother bird feeding her chicks in the nest, God promises future blessings for his people. But what did Israel do? They forgot the past blessings. They threw away future blessings by turning from the Lord to idols who could do nothing for them. What is this but the madness of Satan, madness of the devil? Then the last verses. "But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you." Telling it like it is, God delivers those who listen to him. Israel chose curses instead of blessings. Instead of victory, they received defeat. Instead of plenty, they received famine. Instead of life, they received death. This occurred again and again throughout the history of Israel as God sent various oppressors against them. This tragic situation reached a low point in the Babylonian captivity of 586 B.C. and again at the destruction of the temple by the Romans in 70 A.D. The sad history of Israel is a warning to us. If God sent terrible judgments against His chosen people when they became unfaithful, can we expect to be let off the hook if we follow their example of ingratitude? No, God will give us over to our own stubborn hearts. In other words, God will give us what we want, even when it would destroy us. If only we would listen to God, He would, and in Christ Jesus He has, destroyed our enemies of sin, death, and the devil, Satan himself. He will destroy those who hate Him and cringe at the mention of His name. He will destroy them forever. But to those who believe in Him and call upon His glorious and powerful name, He will feed with the finest wheat, the bread of His table, the bread from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son. He will pour honey from the rock, not water this time, but the sweetest of water, water that is so sweet it is honey, the very sweetness of heaven has God poured out for you in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. He gives you heavenly wheat, the flesh of His Son, the bread from heaven. He gives you heavenly honey, the blood of His Son poured out for you to atone for your sins and strengthen your faith. Oh, that the world, the whole world, would only listen to Him. Oh, that the whole world would walk in the way God has provided by His Son. Oh, if my people would only listen to me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.